Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As Sir Elton brings us back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend, Keita Spak, keitaspak.com, S-Z-P-A-K, K-I-T-A-S-Z-P-A-K.com is the website. And she is the author of The Simple Life and other books. We're talking about what you're calling assessing our blueprint, our personal, our corp, and our professional blueprint, and checking it against the way the world is trending, right, Keita?
That's correct, Jim. Yeah.
You know, yeah. So I have a little joke that when people ask me how I'm doing, I tell them the world's winning.
Yeah, sometimes it feels like you against the world, doesn't it?
Well, the world is winning, but. But the thing is, the good thing about the world is it's not bashful about showing you what it's doing. And the people, I think, who don't succeed, who don't survive, are not curious, or they're in denial, or they can't make adjustments. If you can't do that in your life, you know, Keita, you've been married, I've been married. If you can't make adjustments in a marriage as people grow and change, you're not going to stay married long.
That's right. That's what happens.
But same thing with personal relationships outside of marriage.
Yes, yes. The personal blueprint really is important, and it's interesting. It actually is the key to your professional blueprint, Jim,
mm-hmm.
because if you know who you are and how you are moving through life, then you are a mirror, or your business is a mirror reflection of who you are, that authenticity. And if that authenticity of who you are is not checked out periodically, then it's interesting that your business is likely having challenges
mm-hmm.
too.
Well, as I've said, our businesses and our lives in small business weave a very fine seam between them. It's very difficult to see where one starts and the other stops.
Yeah. The other aspect to this is I use the word authenticity, and I can't underscore that more than I can just by saying it's so crucial to be true to yourself
mm-hmm.
because that truth of you, when you are doing business, when you are establishing relationships, when you are selling, when you are prospecting, if that authenticity of you is not there, you may win in the short term, but in the long term, mm-hmm. it's going to be a very hard road for you.
This above all, to thine own self be true.
Yeah.
As Polonius said to Falstaff.
Yeah. It's interesting how, and the thing is, it's not as if you can stay absolutely the same. You're not the same now as you were when you were 25.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the values may be holding true, but there may be other principles, there may be other learnings, other lessons that you've picked up along the way that have made you who you are today. And of course you want those reflected in how you conduct your business.
Well, what we're talking about is change. Fundamentally,
yeah.
We're talking about change. And the challenge that we've got right now, Keita, is that not change, because change isn't much different today than it was 2,000 years ago. A computer is just a fancy wheel. The challenge is the compression of time between changes, what I call the velocity of change. That's where the challenge is. Keita, that's what's taking our breath away, and that's what it means to be a 21st century operator, a 21st century citizen. You've got to move faster, don't you?
Yes, I call it the speed of life.
Yeah.
Taken from speed of light, in the sense that if you take a look at extreme circumstances, even in your in the political field today, you look at changes in market trends, changes in how employees behave toward employers and how they're very quick, perhaps sometimes, to just leave.
Mm-hmm.
The these kind of extreme circumstances, which we viewed even 5-10 years ago as happening once in a while, do you notice, at least I do, that these kind of extreme situations, circumstances, incidents seem to be occurring in clusters, and they're occurring more often? In other words, you might get in a space of a week or two or three major episodes that 10 years ago may have happened once every 4 years.
And that's the velocity, that's the compression of time between
them.
That's exactly right. And, and we also have to realize that the research shows that 2 out of 3 of us resist and do not like change. Only about a third of us are more receptive to change. So there's a pretty good chance that you're one of those people who don't like change, but if you're going to succeed, you have to learn how to deal with it, don't you?
Yes, there's a philosophy of either you resist change, like going against the flow, or you allow. You allow yourself, first of all, to view, to be aware of what it is that the change is. And then, as we said earlier, look upon it a little more objectively so that you are calm in this. You're sort of the eye of the storm. You're looking at it in a state of calmness, even in a state of aloofness.
Right.
So that you can temper your response in an objective manner as opposed to a very personalized manner.
KitaSzpach.com. Spell it again for us, Kita.
Yep. KitaSzpach.com.
Kita, good job today. Come back soon.
Oh, I sure will.
Thank you very much.
Kita
Szpach, ladies and gentlemen. Great perspectives and wisdom from Kita. Well, I'm going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.